commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The day after September 11th, let's talk about golf. I believe the owners of the Tumbledown Trails golf course made an honest mistake in judgment. This is the golf course that offered a nine-hole special for $9.11 on the 12th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Of course, there was outrage, and management now realizes that a 9/11-themed promotion is in bad taste. They donated yesterday's proceeds to a memorial fund. I am glad that the remembrances and memorials are smaller now. I found it too depressing, too emptying to go through the bigger, longer ceremonies every year. Like after a loved one dies, as time passes, remembering becomes more personal and less public. The question for this 9/11 is, will it be like Pearl Harbor Day or like Memorial Day? Both are solemn dates for America. No one thinks of holding a mattress sale on December 9th. But Memorial Day has been lost. Because we moved it to a Monday, we created a three-day weekend. It's become the unofficial kickoff of summer and a time for vacations and cookouts. We are indeed selling tires and mattresses and other retail items, but it's a day that was intended to honor our war dead, and it can never be fully reclaimed now for that purpose. 9/11 will never be a commercialized holiday for me. I remember the reporting I did that day. It changed me. But the day doesn't have the same meaning for my kids. They were only 3 and 1 years old then. They were completely unaware of what happened. My youngest twins hadn't been born yet, so they can't possibly have the same sense of loss and anger that I have. They experience things differently. I'm worried about what will happen in 2015. September 11th that year falls on a Friday. Would we dare to make it a holiday weekend?